crowd flesh. Mm-hmm. Do you ever have to take any of this old white bitter tasting powder for malaria?
Oh yeah, Lord, I used to take this. I lived down on that lake. I like died with malaria. I had a doctor here a few years ago tell me I never had malaria, but he's just full of something else. I had swamp fever and malaria one, and swamp fever is just a bad case of malaria, you know what it is. But I cured mine. I didn't know it might have, it's one that had to kill me. But I was working every day with a high fever. I had to work to make a living. My wife and one of her brothers went off visiting, went back to her brothers. They lived in Jamestown then. And one of the boys, he stayed there, and I was cutting logs on the lake down there. And it was just killing me to work with the fever. And this old boy, he was sort of cooking for me, you know. So one night I come in and I was aggravated and I just had a high fever. And we bought that old quinine, the big bottles, you know.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, I'm going to stop that fever or get out of it one. So I got a tablespoon.
Oh boy.
And I fill that full of quinine. And we take it in coffee. Uh-huh. We had coffee made. And you didn't want that coffee too hot. You said the coffee's too hot, it ran the strength of it.
Huh.
Let that coffee get cold, and I can't hardly drink cold coffee. No.
With quinine in it.
Boy, I stirred that up in there.
Drink, I imagine.
I drank that down, and it scared that old boy to death. I poured me some more coffee in there and rinsed it out. I got it all. But you know, it made me drunk as a hog had been drunk on strychnine, but by golly, I didn't have a fever the next day.
It cleared it up.
And I had malaria until I off and on, as long as I stayed there, until I cut my foot. I cut my foot and I bled down where I couldn't move my hand. I couldn't pick my hand up, just fed down like that. I couldn't no more pick them up. You know, I never did have malaria after that, after I bled. And drank water, I bet you I drank a 50-gallon barrel of water that day. The next day, after. I stayed thirsty. I just wanted water all the time. If I hadn't, though, it would have killed me, I guess. But you know, back then there wasn't no radios, no music, no nothing. But whenever I bled down and passed out, I heard the sweetest music I ever heard in my life. I sure did. I was close to that other side. I know. And I heard, some of them said, oh, you hear the radio or something. But there wasn't no radios around then. The doctor sewed it up at the top, but it still drained at the bottom. It went through. And he'd pour that alcohol up through the top up there, and he'd just go right on through. But you know, it had really done good. It got sore.